USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Calls for transparency in North Carolina after a black man is shot to death by deputies. Andrew Brown shot to death Wednesday in Elizabeth City, reportedly while fleeing from deputies trying to serve an arrest warrant. Pasquotank County NAACP President Keith Rivers on Saturday calling for video of the incident to be released.
The district attorney and the sheriff are elected.
That's right, that's right.
And they have an obligation to us to let us see what is on those tapes. You have an obligation to this family.
Sheriff Tommy Wooten also asking a court to allow him to release body cam video of the shooting. The video could come out as soon as Monday. India setting another grim COVID record. The country Sunday reporting almost 350,000 new cases. This is the fourth day in a row the country has set a new record in daily cases. India also announcing a new single-day record of almost 2,800 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A special election in Louisiana could be bad news for a New York Congresswoman. Democratic State Senator Troy Carter wins a special congressional election Saturday to replace fellow Democrat Cedric Richmond. That win coming despite the fact that Carter's opponent was publicly endorsed by progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Georgia activist Stacey Abrams. Those at the U.S.-Mexico border continue to see on a daily basis the effects of President Biden's immigration policy. Analysts estimate about 1,000 people cross the border illegally every day. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush tells Newsmax TV what can be done.
One of the things we need to do is restore the Trump administration's policy on remain in Mexico. If you're going to apply for political asylum, you need to do so in your country of origin.
Experts say border officials don't have the resources to catch illegals because they're too busy processing asylum claims. We could be getting more pictures of Mars soon. NASA's Ingenuity helicopter is set for its third flight Sunday. It's expected to go up 16 and a half feet above the floor of a crater, travel over 300 feet, and come down after 80 seconds. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden not getting much of a honeymoon period. A poll released Sunday by ABC News and the Washington Post shows Biden with one of the lowest approval ratings of any president around their first 100 days. The poll shows Biden's approval rating at just 52%, 14 points below the poll's average dating back to 1945. Only Presidents Ford and Trump had lower numbers in their first 100 days. Biden, meanwhile, making plans to travel to Europe. Wendy King has the itinerary.
He'll attend the G7, NATO, and European Union summits in June. This will be his first trip overseas as president. Biden will first attend the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall, Britain. He will also hold bilateral meetings with fellow G7 leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He will then travel to Brussels to participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. Meanwhile, Biden is meeting in Washington next month with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders have spoken twice by phone. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More than two dozen people dead after a hospital fire in Baghdad. With more, here's Dan Naraki.
Officials in Baghdad say at least 27 people have been killed and 46 have been injured after a pair of oxygen tanks exploded, causing a massive hospital fire. Many of the patients at that hospital in southeastern Baghdad were being treated for COVID-19. Reuters reports that the fire began in an intensive care unit and that Iraqi civil authorities were able to rescue 90 of the 120 patients at the hospital. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.